Welcome back, Frenemies, specifically our 757 Frenemies, episode 71. We're talking about keepers in our local league. We're letting our hair down. Take my hat off. No, I'm not. And we're just going to talk our local league and their list of keepers. They're locked, commish.
Right? They're locked. Something catastrophic happens and we have things in place and bylaws, and we're not going to talk about that.
We're not going to talk about those things. So we're going to start it off. We're going left to right on our draft board. And Sean, who has the first pick in our draft?
Well,
I don't know. Oof.
Ryan Mekas does, unfortunately.
And why?
And he almost didn't make the podcast this year because... No,
we almost had to cut him off because, dude, you finished at 10th, man. Well, that's what
no,
you get.
No, 12th. There's a 12-team league now.
I'm so sorry. Exactly. Mason freaking Rudolph. All right.
But he's back. He's back. He's committed.
He's back and better than ever.
He's going to come back from worst to first.
When you lose like six games, it's like, all right, I'm going to put my time elsewhere.
So we're going straight to Ryan's keepers here. He's got some good value here, Sean. I like it. The fourth and the fifth round is where your keepers are, according to our rankings on the Sleeper app. We can talk more how you guys can see it. Lev Bell in the fourth, right at the turn there at 5-1. DJ Metcalf, according to you, Ryan. Yes. But DK Metcalf at 5. Sean, do you have anything to say about it?
I was going to say, I'll talk about it, and then I'll throw it to Ryan if he has any thoughts beyond it. But to me, Le'Veon Bell is probably going to be the steal of the draft. In the freaking fourth round, Tim texted me. He was like, fourth round for Le'Veon Bell? Like, I think his floor is like RB20. Mm-hmm. And you're getting him probably somewhere like in the 30s for running backs because our league is just going to freaking value running backs the whole time.
And yep.
Yeah.
It was actually Tim who kind of changed my mind on Le'Veon.
Yeah, I got it.
I was hoping you let him go because I was ready to take him in that third or whatever.
I was ready to move on and keep Deebo Samuel and DK Metcalf. Yeah.
I think you made the right decision though because now DK on that draft price does have to, you know, take another step. But I mean, for a rookie season, you can't argue with what he did.
Yeah.
So
can't. All right. So second. Picking second in our draft, the lesser, better-looking twin of mine, Mike, you kept Adam Thielen at the 3.2 spot and then Evan Ingram down in the seventh round. I'm just going to talk to my brother real quick, bro. Your roster was gross. So I agree with who you kept. Evan Ingram, dark horse tight end. You couldn't keep a running back at all. No one likes Leonard Fournette right now. Adam Thielen could have more targets with Diggs out of the picture. Kamish, what are your thoughts?
Who else did he have? Give me like the top names after. Evan Ingram's the one that I don't know if I like. Right, in the
so
seventh,
he's but. Got Leonard Fournette, Bo Scarborough at running back, Adam Thielen, DJ Chark, Marquise Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, so I don't have the list.
Adrian Peterson, Sammy Watkins, Larry Fitzgerald, Carson Wentz, Damian Williams.
Woo!
Yes, that's what I mean.
I'll say this is what I would have done. I would have kept one person. I don't know if you knew that was an option or not, but
I think
I would.
He probably did, but he's like, you know what? Everyone likes Evan Ingram. I'm just keeping him at that seventh pick there.
It's not bad when you get past the fifth round. Like I said, it doesn't matter.
I would let Evan Ingram go, and just keep Thielen. I think Thielen's an all right pick.
He's a big man.
At a third round, he's a hinge wide receiver one to top tier wide receiver two in fantasy. But honestly, you got two picks. All right, so you can really pack up the running backs or grab a wide receiver one that's better than Thielen and an RB1 at some point in those first two rounds. All right, moving over to Soul Juice,
the man of mystery that became Mr. Andy. Man. We finally figured it out.
These are good picks.
Andy. Yeah,
I mean, for what his team was, I think he actually made out pretty well. Getting the number one wide receiver, I mean, at the third spot, that's not a big deal. You know, he was going to go in the first round, so you're probably okay with that. Philip Lindsay, he's got to have his homer pick. We all know
that's his homer pick.
Former Denver Muffin Hunters.
Denver Muffin Hunter was his original name with us.
Hardcore Broncos fan.
Yeah. Oh, and for those in our league that don't know, he's moved back to Colorado. Yeah, he's one of our out of towners now.
I texted him.
Yep, I texted him and I was like, "Hey man, how you doing?" And he's like, "Dude, I had this crazy just quick move and I'm in Colorado now, but." If you guys want me, I'm in the league. And I'm like, okay. We want you, Andy. Yeah, it's more fun with a Denver Muffin Hunter.
Yeah, so Muffin Hunter, the best receiver in there, Michael Thomas. Great keeping in there. Philip Lindsay, eighth round, I guess not bad in there, but he's split in the backfield, right? He's not the RB1 there in Denver. So that's a tough one for me to swallow. But for eighth round value, for a guy that's going to get a decent amount of carries, and you had, Devontae Freeman hasn't signed with anybody yet. looking down your list.
Not many options.
I would have looked at a Courtland Sutton based on how far he could have dropped.
I think the value on him was probably not going to be very good.
A little too high. All right, so not too bad. Or a Tom Brady, keep him at the 10th round. But again, you can wait on QBs. I can't argue with the Michael Thomas. I'm a little iffy on Philip Lindsay there. All right, so captain, my captain, the real captain, Morgan himself.
I like this.
The Miami Cowboy. Yeah, he.
If he can get a sleeper wide receiver or a good wide receiver, he'll be just fine.
As you know, if you can start your draft off with two potential top 10 running backs, which has kind of been a strategy that me and Ryan love.
So, yeah, so at the 1-4 for him right there in the first round, Derrick Henry.
Yep.
And then the second round, he's keeping Kenyon Drake, which I hate you for.
Kenyon would have been a first round, right?
I'm trying to think. No, in most leagues, he was slipping to the second.
He was a second rounder. Wow. But those are, you got your backfield set to go. That's always things that we're digging for in the draft if we don't keep a running back, right?
And you can focus on the value at wide receiver the rest of the draft now. Like, not to give you draft tips too much, but like, it's pretty obvious that, you know, you can spend the next couple rounds picking up wide receivers and just seeing if one of them hits.
Tight end, wide receiver.
But just make sure they're not injured, Morgan.
If Morgan's listening to this podcast, comment below at YouTube, okay? Or text us once you hear this. Okay, so captain, great keepers there. Lock those suckers up. Then we go to the accountant himself, Dan. Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
The accountant.
The other Kalana. He's got Joe Mixon. And Miles Sanders. We just talked about Miles Sanders in episode 70 here. Sean, what are you thinking about the accountant?
I don't hate it if he is fine for week one. Like, he had to make that decision because it was that weekend. And so that's I think it was really difficult to do. But if he kind of thinks of Geo Mixon as his first, because he's gone in the first in some leagues, and then you get Miles Sanders in the second, it's basically a repeat of what Morgan has, just a little riskier, I think, with the injury.
This is kind of scary, but very high ceiling.
Daniel, I was calling you Dan. That's why I laughed earlier. Daniel, you have a plethora of guys to choose
from. Yeah, he had a very good roster.
DeAndre Hopkins, Cooper Kupp, Fumbler himself, Chris Carson.
That was the shocker for Tim, was that, you know, he couldn't believe that DeAndre Hopkins wasn't kept by Daniel. But
breaking news, Joe Mixon missing practice due to migraines.
That's like Daniel's favorite thing to do in our chat. For those of you that aren't in our league, he loves to point, hey, look, this is your player and he's hurt. So what do you think of this report?
Both your guys are hurt.
I guess Kenyon Drake is
migraines. That's not funny. Migraines are painful, but
Kenyon Drake was the same thing. Actually, we didn't even talk about that, but yeah, he's in a walking boot.
Yeah, Daniel, I understand the thing here. Running backs are always tough in this league, but dude, I couldn't argue. If you even kept Mark Andrews, third best tight end there, 10 touchdowns last season, you had a lot of good receiving options. I noticed you're just going to put out there. You might pick up these guys again when it comes around you, around 3 or 4 to fill in those spots. So you got to lock in your running backs.
Guess what?
It's tough there.
It's time for Chris, the coach, Schoenrock.
Oh boy, tear me up with this one, guys. What do you think here?
I love it.
Chris Godwin in the second and Patrick Mahomes in the third.
Oh yeah.
So I got my first round pick for me.
Yeah.
Wide open there.
The crutch you're gonna have is the Patrick Mahomes in the third thing. Like,
he keeps rising up. Can we start getting some QB value?
There was years I remember when David was able to keep Aaron Rodgers in like the seventh in his prime, and it was like that's when you wanted to keep the quarterback, but you're in a keeper league. It's, you know, a pass heavy league, and you know that he's going to be around for 10 years apparently.
Yeah, I got to. And then noticing that I still got that first round pick open, I was fine with it. Going next year, if Mahomes rises up, I might have to take my own fantasy advice
and let him go. Yeah.
If it takes too far to where I'm missing out on some good talent that I need to put in there with so much quarterback option.
I'm never going to argue with you and I guess that's LaRoyce there, right?
Yeah.
Having a quarterback like those top three guys, oof. I just like my championship year, I had Andrew Luck, and I could count on him for like between 20 and 30 points a week. Yeah. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah. It still hurts about Andrew Luck retired so early.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So we're talking about me. I'm going to talk about you.
Back to back. I don't like this. I'm scared of this draft.
It's going to be amazing and terrible.
We're going to snipe each other left and right.
Yes, we are. I'm not going to look at you across the room like I usually do. Anyways, commissions keep in Dalvin Cook, who I hate myself for trading away. All right. In the first round, second round, Julio Jones. How do you feel
keepers? This was the big decision, and I'll let kind of Ryan chime in afterward because he had mentioned that he thought I made the right decision. But I was back and forth on Julio and Tyreek.
Yeah.
If there was no injury concern or character issues, speaking as a team drafting, I would probably have done Tyreek because he's connected to Patrick Mahomes and he's way younger than Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. But I just don't see a world where if Julio doesn't get hurt, he's not a top five wide receiver this year again, like he is every year. And for me, if I'm going for a championship, having that, you know, set in stone is just, it's that security I need, especially with a Dalvin Cook that has the injury concern. And I want some stability and I feel like he can give me that. I'm not going to get, Julio's gotten to the point where you can count on him to get 10 to 15 points, but you know, you can't really bank on getting five games that he gets in the 40s because he's just not going to do that.
So it didn't,
because touchdowns aren't there. If the touchdowns come, he can be wide receiver one.
So it didn't cross your mind to keep George Kittle there?
So, I mean, this is talking about another good team, not to pat myself on the back, but
I made the playoffs last year.
If I could have just kept my roster, I absolutely would for the first four rounds because I could have then kept Kittle and Tyreek and had those four players and been
set. That was a good team.
Yeah,
that was a good team.
It was Dalvin Cook that killed me. If Dalvin Cook wasn't hurt, I would have had a better shot last year. Anyways,
to everyone's favorite
LaRoyce
person in the league,
man, you know, we can't besmirch him this year because.
What word was that?
Besmirch.
Oh my!
Add it to your dictionary there.
That's good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go.
I'll talk a little bit because I feel like I was leading the train and not liking your team last year. But I like what you did, LaRoyce. You got that running back locked up. Didn't even cost you that first rounder.
No, that's amazing.
There's a little bit of a scary thing with Kareem Hunt coming in and taking more stuff. But honestly, they're going to run the ball so much that if he's even just the first and second down guy, and if the offense is any better than it was last year, he's going to be, you know, in that running for the top 10 running back, and locking that up in the second round is amazing. And then, of course, same stuff we talked about with Patrick Mahomes is Lamar Jackson. And I got to give, you know, he knows how to not get hurt at this point. Yeah. The fact that he made it all the way through last season and didn't have that. Now, I think he did come up on an injury report in the last week or two here, but he's been good at getting out of bounds or going down, or he's just too good that people can't even touch him.
I mean, Lamar's a cheat code, and you had a very good team last year, obviously, because you're a playoff team, but I want to give it to you. No homer pick here, buddy. You let Amari go.
Yeah.
He did not keep his cowboy.
I didn't even think about that.
He didn't
keep Cooper. You've come a long way, LaRoyce.
Yeah. Bravo. Bravo to you, buddy.
And just to keep, because I keep bringing up Jake Seeley.
Yeah.
QB1. You got Jake Seeley's QB1.
Everybody's 2020. QB1, man. That's going in. Yeah. All right, now we're going to go to the Reverend Kalana here. The Rev, where you're going. You're keeping Zeke and Davante Adams, 1 and 2. So your first two picks are off the board. Sean, what do you think about those two keepers?
Yeah, I mean, that's what he had to do. I don't think it's going to be the best one in here, but it's definitely a really good and safe one. Like, great way to start a draft with a wide receiver one and a running back one.
I can't complain.
And both in the top five. Like, you know, if I was picking one that a team that I could probably just start with and not have to worry about anything in the first two rounds, that's probably the best combo to start. The running backs, I like those teams better, but they're more volatile when it comes to a running back gets hurt a lot more than a wide receiver. Although Davante Adams was hurt last year, but
yeah. All right, so moving off from the Reverend, going to Phil.
I gotta say this is good.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Go. You go with this.
Alvin Kamara and Josh Jacobs. I mean,
how does he keep doing this?
He has so many good keepers he keeps every year. So
we have to give it to Phil at this point. He's good at drafting.
Phil
players.
Is a good really good. At He's good at fantasy.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at myself. We were talking about last year going to the draft, and I took Tyreek with the back end first pick for me instead of Josh Jacobs. And we kind of had a gentleman's thing going in there, but man, I wish I sniped you. Mm-hmm. I should have taken Josh Jacobs, buddy. I should have, but I had a different keepers that year with the running back position. But man, good running back core coming in. Alvin Kamara needs to score more touchdowns this coming season. But those are studs.
Henry Ruggs is now there. It's going to be soft defenses.
Of the three,
less 8-man boxes.
Of the three teams that kept two running backs, I actually think his is the best for sure.
Ooh,
Over the Derrick Henry, Kenyon Drake, or Miles Sanders Mixon. to his. I mean, to me, there's almost no world where they both stay healthy and they're not both top 10 running backs. Like,
it's going to be interesting to see Phil, like, in a purely 757 perspective. he's always been a two wide receiver team.
Yeah, I mean, he's
to see him adapt his, will be very interesting.
No. All right, so moving on here, we're going to Joe. All right, man, Joe's been up there,
our champion.
Title.
Yeah. Oh no, sorry, no. runner up. I'm sorry, Joe. That was
why'd you say that? 2 years in a row. All right, so Joe,
Christian McCaffrey.
Keeping
talk about
McCaffrey.
Cheat codes.
Yeah, that guy's a cheat code.
It's two running as a one running back and a wide receiver in one spot.
So no one can argue that. All right.
We don't need to talk about it.
Third round pick, DJ Moore.
Is this a homer pick or do you agree with it?
I think
this is a homer pick.
It's a homer pick. He's
a big breakout, like,
yeah, I think he's valued lower and he could finish and actually solidify where you're keeping him. But
I think you're keeping him at his ceiling is why I don't like it.
I saw him as a fourth rounder.
Yeah.
Third rounder is
he doesn't
too
get to pick
for.
That though. So what?
No.
Who else was on his roster there?
But honestly, couldn't go anywhere. He had an old man, Keenan Allen, Darren Waller, Mark Ingram. That's now sharing the backfield. David Johnson. He's underwhelming.
If he's looking to the future, then that's
no. It's a good one to keep there. I was like, dude, that's a price to pay to for.
I spoke too soon. I should have I should actually back up what I'm saying a little bit more because he got 1,175 yards last season. So never mind. I'm gonna let you just have that one, Joe.
But I'm like, wow, DJ Moore has always been a darling from middle rounds, and now he's making himself to a top three round type of player, which is surprising to me. But it's that not this. It's like I can't believe it, but I understand it. All right, so we're going to finish with the champ,
Tim right. James with his. I went back and watched his little letter to the league, and it's fantastic.
All right, Dr. James, not MD. Keeping Saquon Barkley and Travis Kelce.
I love that risky, kind of slightly risky Travis Kelce move.
I wouldn't call it risky. He's the new younger Gronk.
I just love the tight end. I love that he's taking the tight end up.
Yeah, this is chalk here. I know he didn't like having to keep him at the top of the second round.
No.
And the thing that sucks for him is he's got to wait so long to that third pick. It's basically a fourth round pick is what he's got to go off of. So, but in this draft, I think wide receivers are going to fall, so he'll be all right.
Honestly, if I were him, like coming around, you're looking at getting your RB2 back around. If it's there, I mean, you're going back to back, but if you have to solidify it a little more, I mean.
Being at the end sucks, man.
It does.
Even for you, Ryan, it's going to just be, you have to, especially we were talking about
to make it count.
The other episodes we were talking about, you have to reach like crazy. Like if there's a guy you want, you got to take him two rounds ahead of time because he probably won't be there when it comes back around.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So those are the keepers in our league. I can't argue with many of them, man. I think the guys are doing pretty good. There's strategy in the picks. There's some of them are head scratchers to me.
It's a smart league.
deeper round ones, but hey, they're below the third round. You're going to be okay. Keeping those guys there.
So just quick note, I'll ask you you guys, what team do you like the best? Like if you had to start with one of these teams, who would you pick?
David Kalana. Give me Zeke, give me Devontae Adams. Give a wide receiver one and a top-tier running back one.
Yeah.
Locked up. Gives me freedom when I come around that third-round pick.
For me, it would be Phil. I mean, we just talked about it, but having those two top 10 backs and then the rest of the draft not having to worry about it and collecting all that wide receiver value that you'll get in the next few rounds, I think he's set up, man. You got a chance this year for sure.
Philly, man. Come on now.
You got one, Ryan, for us?
Yeah, well, obviously I like mine a lot because I have three rounds where I can pick, but I got to say I do like your team.
Yes!
I really like Tom Brady with Chris Godwin.
Pay him off now, Chris.
Pay him off. Here you go, buddy. Thank you.
I love Tom Brady with Chris Godwin. I think that's going to be crazy.
New Edelman.
And Patrick Mahomes. I like this. I think that's going to be, if you make that first pick account and don't trade it to anybody, you'll be
actually,
fine.
You know, we're kind of out of time here, but, you know, we could discuss a little bit of a trade, Chris.
I'm
bringing this on him. So, you know, what would it take, you know? I guess me, what would you be offering for Dalvin Cook?
Nothing.
So you're out.
Nope. The guy I would like in that position, I'd rather take over Dalvin right now.
Okay. Well then,
whoa,
you're in a good spot then.
Yeah.
We had a fun chat back before. That's why I asked. I threw it up to Ryan because I started to fall in love with CEH, and I was like, I don't want to deal with, you know, Madison backup thing. So you want to trade the first round pick? So he entertained it for a little while, but I don't know if he's still entertaining it.
We might talk more offline.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Well, guys, thanks for listening in. If you weren't part of the local league listening in here, we got a lot of fun talking about our keepers. Guys in our league, if for some reason you did not like hearing who you were keeping, let us know so we can make those changes.
Yep. I mean, the draft is a week from Monday. As many of you as can get there, I said this at the end of the last podcast, I'm going to save the end of this one. Like, come in person if you can. It's going to be way more fun if everybody's there.
Shout out to my brother. He literally took time off of work to make our draft.
And fly down here.
Fly down from Indianapolis to be here because he wants to meet the rest of the guys, the local listeners, or the local league guys, just to be feel more part of the league. So that's bravo to you too.
So you out-of-towners, take a page out of that book.
Leroyce. No. Why don't you hear, buddy?
He's like, isn't he only like 2 hours away?
I know, right? Come on now. I'll pay you the gas money.
We miss you, Leroyce.
We do, man. It's not the same without you in person.
Such a beautiful man.
The food is always the best at these parties. We always do it up.
Oh, so we're doing snacks. Yeah.
Good snacks. Shareable snacks.
Shareable snacks.
What if I like bring in like my own wings for myself?
I would hate you. It's gotta be shareable.
Like a lot of them, though, more than I can eat.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like,
from the Dirty Buffalo.
Just sneeze on them once. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. All right. We'll be back next week for more content for you guys to divulge. Deuces.
Goodbye.